And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Hospitalizations, patients requiring intensive care, active infections, and weekly rate of new infections. All of these are COVID-19 data points at all-time highs in the state of Oklahoma. In a Thursday statement, the Oklahoma Hospital Association warned that hospital bed capacity is tight in a number of regions across the state, and they pleaded for the public's health. They say to always wear a mask in public, avoid large gatherings, keep social distance, get a flu shot, and wash your hands frequently. Quote, hospitals are counting on everyone to do their part to prevent Oklahoma's healthcare system from being overwhelmed, unquote. Meanwhile, the Tulsa Health Department is changing the way it displays hospitalization data on its COVID-19 dashboard. In a statement, the department says they rely on the state health department for local hospitalization numbers, and they were recently made aware of reporting errors by the state. It's in a system known as the Public Health Investigation and Disease Detection of Oklahoma, more commonly referred to as FIDO. Here's Dr. Bruce Dart, the Tulsa Health Department director.
This is a huge discrepancy. Why is this happening? Well, we're finding out, as you know, that all the cases are reported to the state's reportable disease database called FIDO, and not all patients who were hospitalized, we're finding, are being categorized as discharged, so they're still being counted.
Reached late Thursday afternoon, the state health department was unable to provide a response to the data inaccuracies. The state has been plagued with technical difficulties throughout the pandemic, citing antiquated computer systems. The Tulsa Health Department says they will have a new display of hospitalizations by next week. And the American Athletic Conference has postponed the University of Tulsa's homecoming football game scheduled for this Saturday because of COVID-19 cases on the roster of its opponent, Cincinnati. The game has been moved to December 5th. TU's next away game is against South Florida on October 23rd. The Golden Hurricanes' home opener is now October 30th against East Carolina. We must note that KWGS is licensed to TU. Mostly sunny with a high of 68 degrees today. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.